Today is called Light Relief, me trying to be clever, a bit of a sort of play on words, thinking about what light actually means. So in the last couple of weeks, we've had two huge events trying to think about sharing that light. And you remember last week we gave out the trick or truth boxes that were full of sweets, but they were also full of a tract about Jesus and invitations to the different events, as well as information about the food bank and about youth club and about coming to church. Did some of you give out those boxes? Yeah? Who gave the box to somebody? Yeah? Fantastic. A few people that came yesterday had seen a flyer in a box. So that was really, really wonderful. So here at St. John's, we're all about trying to be a light in the community. And lots of you are involved in being that light. We have the youth club, we have food bank, we have messy church, we have men's fellowship, we have women's fellowship, we have children's choir, we have adult choir, we have an adult well-being program, and there's all sorts of other things in the pipeline as well. It's all about building community, welcoming people. It's all about being the light. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have a quick look at the different readings. If you want to turn for a moment to the first reading that Eva kindly brought us, so John 8, verses 12 to 20, it's on page 1073 of the Pew Bibles. And we read in verse 12, one of the I am statements. And if you've heard me talk before, you know what a fan of John's gospel I am. And it's full of the I am statements where Jesus makes these statements. This is who I am. And one of them is, I am the light of the world. And this refers back to what's said at the beginning of John's gospel in the first chapter of John, verse 5, when it says, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There are lots of bad, difficult, evil things in this world, but they will never be stronger than God's light, and they will never extinguish God's light. And when we follow Jesus, the path ahead of us is lit so that we can see how to live, what to do. That darkness can be removed from our lives and we can be led by that light. Just think for a moment, are we being led by that light as individuals? And knowing that light brings God's presence, it brings God's protection, it brings God's guidance. Do we know that light? And if we don't, let's talk to people that do. Let's pray about it. Let's share stories about the impact that knowing the light of Jesus has on people's lives. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And we can be that light to the people around us, in our communities, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our streets, amongst our friends. Wherever we are, we can be that light. Then if we jump to the second reading, so this letter was written by the Apostle John to believers everywhere. We read in 1 John 1 verse 5, this is the message we have heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. But what does it mean? What does God is light mean? Light represents that which is good, that which is holy, that which is true, that which is reliable. And saying God is light affirms that God is holy and true and can and will and does guide us out of darkness. Because darkness cannot exist where there is light, in the same way that sin cannot exist in the presence of God. In our confession earlier, We said sorry to God. We all make mistakes. We all get things wrong. We are not perfect. We ask God to move us in that confession from darkness into light, so away from our sin and into the light. Verse 7 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin." Jesus was and is perfect. Jesus had no sin. But for reasons that we may never fully understand, Jesus died for the sins of the world, for me, for you. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins because he is the light. But let's bring this back to ourselves. When we know Jesus, it's up to us to be Jesus. It's up to us to be that light. And that's why we've been having a light party. That's why we've had an epic fun day. That's why we're supporting members of our community with our food bank and running well-being events. It's up to us to be that light, to walk in that light, and to share it with others. So let's be that light. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.